Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We're going to be considering Interpretation of Dreams Part 2. It's part of the series of Marketplace Apostles. And we are considering Interpretation of Dreams, Part 2. In Genesis 41, verse 32, the Bible said, "And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass." Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. Interpretation of Dreams, Part 2. In the first service, we learned that Joseph's life in Egypt teaches us a lot about how a believer can function in the marketplace. And we have been highlighting three cardinal points from Joseph's story, one being service, the second being interpretation of dreams, and the third one being execution of dreams. And so in this service, we are talking about the interpretation of dreams, Part 2. And in the earlier service, we learned a few things. One of the things we learned has to do with the common features of a dream, and that a dream is synonymous to vision. So when we're talking about a dream, we're talking about vision. And so we said that those who have dreams are troubled by the dream. In Genesis, we learned in 41 verse 8 that Pharaoh was troubled by his dreams. In chapter 40, verses, we learned that Joseph's colleagues in prison, they were sad by the dream they had. So dreams trouble the spirit of the people who have them. So anyone who has a vision is likely to be sad or restless if they don't have interpreters. So interpretation is so necessary so that it will remove the sadness and the restlessness that visioners have because of the vision. We also said that every great vision or dream points to the future. So the dream of Pharaoh, the Bible said, when Joseph interpreted, said, "The Lord has shown you what is about to happen. 7 years of abundance, 7 years of famine." So every vision points to the future. So the interpretation of the dreams of your bosses in your workplace, in the church, is actually a ministry where you are giving value, meaning, interpretation to products of the future. Praise the Lord. We also learned that dreams sustain other lives aside the dreamer. So in the dream of the butler and the baker, you can see that the butler was restored to the service of Pharaoh because Joseph interpreted the dream for the butler. Praise the Lord. We also learned that the dream that Pharaoh had, it did not only impact Pharaoh, but it impacted other lives. Joseph's life was impacted as an interpreter. It made him become a prime minister. So Pharaoh's dreams also saved other nations that were in drought, came to Egypt to receive food to sustain lives. So when you are positioned to interpret dreams, you become a nation builder or a savior. Praise the Lord. In this service, we are going to start from the point that God makes dreams come through. God what? Tell somebody, if you have a dream, you have a vision, God is going to make it come through. And tell somebody, in your workplace, the vision, the targets, the dreams of your company, it is God who is going to make them come true. So God makes dreams to come true. One of the works that God does in the lives of his people is Genesis 41, 32. It says that, "And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God." Established by who? Established by God, and shortly it will come to pass. We also learned that when Joseph in chapter 40, verse 6, came to the prison, maybe let's say hall, where he met with his other inmates and they were sad, he said to them that, "Are not interpretation from God?" do not interpretation belong to God? So we know that in this chapter 40, verse number 6, Joseph told them, he said, interpretations belong to God. And so Joseph told them that you don't need to be sad, your face is looking sad and awkward, but I want you to know that interpretations belong to God. We have also learned that the dreams were repeated. It's a sign that's verse 8. And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you. So we have learned that because the dreams came twice to Pharaoh, Joseph, when he was interpreting, said that surely God is going to do it. Praise the Lord. And he told these people who also dreamt that interpretations belong to God. So God is the one who gives people visions. Your workplace, your employer, the vision God put in his heart is what he started working on. And it is God who has been making that business grow to the level it has grown up to. That now it has the capacity of employing you and giving you bread so that you can also feed your family. It is the work of God. Please tell somebody it's the work of God. Say, where you are working, it is God that is sustaining that place. Praise the Lord. So it is the work. You have to see it like that. That the bank you are working in, it is a vision God put in the heart of someone or some people, and it has come to accommodate you, to sustain you and lives after you. So it is God who has been helping them to build it from time to time. And there are still more dreams there. I thank God that Pharaoh didn't just have a dream. He had dreams. Nebuchadnezzar also had dreams. There are still more dreams there. And the interpretation of those dreams would take the company to the next level. Would take the business to the next level. Every vision can be broken down into several targets. And when they are met, you can see that progress is being made. Is that not so? Are you here? But the target will not meet themselves, or will not be met in and of themselves. It's human beings. So even though it is God who will make the dreams come to pass, God uses man to bring dreams to pass. And so you find out that these people were looking for interpreters, and the interpreter that appeared was God's man to interpret the dreams of these people who were not necessarily Israelites. Pharaoh was not an Israelite. The prisoners were not Israelite. They were people of the world, and yet they needed the child of God in their space to interpret their visions for them. One of the ministries God has given us as children of God is to be in the secular space, in the marketplace, and interpret the visions or dreams of people that God has brought along our way. So God has given you an employer. He has a dream. He just has written the vision down, but he needs interpretation to bring products and materials out of that vision. If you do not understand that you have been created and sent into that space to become an interpreter, what you are going to be doing is that you are just going to be in that space, work around, run around, collect salary every month, and never bring any major value to that space. So a child of God, many people don't want to deal with Christians, especially when it comes to the marketplace. People like to deal with Muslims, and I'm not afraid to say it. Somebody was just telling me, he says, I'm very happy. He says that every shop I have in the market, and this is 2 weeks ago, the woman is a big merchant, corporate person, but still has shops in the open market. Powerful. So to speak, he has, how do you call it, franchise for some nice, smelly, how do you call it? Essential oils, da-da-da-da-da. Very nice. He said that she's learned by experience that every one of her shops in Ghana and outside Ghana, she needs a Muslim there. And I'm talking about this person is a Christian. She says, I need a Muslim there. He says that she has learned that the Muslims are the ones that protect her business. They are very loyal to her. If someone is stealing, it's the Muslim that will tell her. Yes, if something bad is happening, there is a Muslim that will tell her. The Christian can do kode. Yeah. So you can see that even though she's a Christian, her supervisors are Muslims. In her shop, she trusts that they will protect her business and they will bring value. But a Christian will just be there, Shehai, Mempemuhasem, I don't care. Let me just, you know, Zufiasem, go your way, collect your money, away bus. So even in the church, when people have opportunities, they don't want to bring Christians in their space. Because we don't have a mind that when we enter into spaces, we should be interpreting the dreams of people for them. And human beings are better than softwares. Yes. So when you go into someone's space, someone's business and all of that, you are someone's personal assistant, you are an employee in a place. The owner may write the vision down so that people will run with it. Sometimes the author of the vision just wrote the vision but doesn't have the details of how to scale up. Doesn't have the details of the small whatever to make them go to the next level. Are you here at all? So an IT guy comes around and he's able to fine tune that aspect or that phase of the vision, and then you see that money will enter the business. Or somebody, I was just saying, I say any foolish person can do percentages and descriptives, but it takes people of value to take the descriptives and match it in a way that it will make proper market analysis and put it on the table of somebody. When they pick it, they say, hey, this is how we are supposed to go. So if you are just there to collect your monthly salary here and there, you would just, that's why it's easy for people to clear people. Because what you are doing, anybody can do it. We don't go to that workplace thinking that I must interpret this ministry or business. I met it at this level. We met the profitability at this level. We are going to take it to the next level. We don't go into spaces like that. And the church, we don't come in even lending our skill set and capacities to try to improve the protocol, to try to improve the sound, to try to improve the delivery. There are trainings a pastor is doing, and people, some of you are sitting, you can do it better. But we are not conscientized to go into spaces lending or giving off our... Some people can sit down forever. And they say, it's not my business. It's your business. It's your business that Joseph did not know them from Adam. But he was in the prison with them and he said, Kai, these people are not looking well. You see, every time God puts you in a space, there is something he wants to solve with you. Please tell somebody, anytime God puts you in a space, there is something he's trying to solve with you. There's a problem he's trying to solve. There is something he's trying to improve with you in the space. So make up your mind that you will be an interpreter. Yeah. Let them say that. Let your boss say that. Ah, since this guy got employed, since this lady got employed, that's how we broke through in Cote d'Ivoire. That's how our product became better. Sometimes the branding is so poor and God has sent you the God. You have an eye. You have what? You have an eye. Sometimes I see some of the conferences our church members do on your own for your corporate, but maybe you are CEO and all of that. I see the brochure you do. And I see the brochure we do in the church. I say, hey, so we have crazy branders here. And we are look at the rubbish we are giving to people. And look at what you are doing out there. And you invite me to come for your conference. Banner before brochure and me. We say, Akwa, we need to more soon pop up into win my depart. And why am I a black and white or has it? So win my depart. You know, so wherever you are, I was telling the first service that when I came from university after my undergrad, my pastor gave me a lot of responsibilities with training of the boys, you know, new ministers, ushers, blah 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 blah. And then, you know, interpreting the dream, the church was already there before I came in. But when I came and my pastor found me valuable, he just gave me space. When he gave me space, it escalated. I brought an all-night, a miracle service that was almost dead, came alive, became better, gave birth to an all-night, scattered everywhere. My pastor will sleep and I will be on ground. Because he knew that a man of value had entered his space. When your boss is stressed, you have to question yourself. How much weight am I carrying for the boss to sleep? And we learned in the first service that interpreting dreams means that you have to be able to get into the thinking of your leader. How do I add value so that Pharaoh can keep sleeping and dreaming? Some of your bosses cannot dream again. But even the first dream he had, you being there, it's wahala. If he brings another one, all of us will die. So just let's work with one dream. From today, you are going to be valuable in the hands of God and in your spaces. That amen is not strong at all. Yes. So we need to get into the matter. Some of you, the real consultation or consultancy you have to be doing is just be consulting for people and taking whatever they want to do and shaping it in a way that it will add value for them to win that proposal, win that, that project. Do you get it? Win that bid, that tender, win it, and then they'll be able to go and execute. Some of you, that's going to be the great skill God is going to give you, that someone has an idea, he gives you, you'll be able to write a crazy proposal out of it. And then it will bring millions of dollars into the space. You yourself may not have a dream. But when someone tells you of their dream, like they told Joseph of their dream, he always had an interpretation. He said, just tell me your dream. So you should be that person that even if you, because you don't need to start a company, you don't need to start a church. But if you are in a company and they tell you what they want to do, oh, you see that the channels will be open. You can do that, you can do that, you can do that, you can get to a flowing. The waters have opened. Hello? Put your hand on your head. Say, Holy Ghost, fire me, fire me. Let clean water enter me now. I need fresh anointing to interpret dreams for my generation. In Jesus' name, clap your hands. Let's go to the next level. So God uses men to bring interpretation to the dreams of people. Praise the Lord. Now, there is what I call the eye for interpretation. My generation, we are very interested. Like a topic like this, if I say interpretation of dreams, straight away some people will be very happy that maybe pastor has come. When I dream that I'm eating, what does it mean? When I dream that cobwebs, what does it mean? I mean, Kai. Look at somebody say, Kai. Say, God, I beg. Come out of that. Come out of that. You are always looking for that. What were you eating? Palaver sauce? If it's not a good dream, when you wake up, you will know. And if it's not a good dream, you don't need interpretation. You just pray and deal with it in the name of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Then let's move to the next level. How to be productive here on earth for the Lord Jesus. Because we have the grace and the power to deal with the devil. Devil is not our biggest problem. Our lack of productivity is our biggest problem here. Jesus said that I have sent you to go and bear fruit. Bearing fruit is our biggest challenge. And he said the fields are white. The laborers are few. So few laborers who also can't interpret dreams. That means the job will not be done. So we need great interpreters. When you sit by somebody or stand by somebody and say, you are my 2IC. Oh, this is my worker. Blah, blah, blah. Boy. They know that when they give you something overnight, you will make it a global something. And these days, you don't even have an excuse. With all the digital resources available, when your boss just gives you, David had men. And one day he was there, he says, how I test for the waters of Bethlehem. Within a twinkling of an eye, three of them broke through the garrison of the Philistines and went and fetched the water. Where the enemy was, so they went and fetched the water and brought it to David. When they brought the water to David, David said, what is this? He said, oh, this is the water you just said whimsically that you know, the taste has entered your mouth. He said, hey, you people, you risk your life like that. How about if you died? I can't drink this water. So we have not come to that level where we think that we should be risking our lives for our employers, for the business that is feeding us and our family, for the ministry that is sustaining us. We've not come to that point. And if you are that person that has to be told one thing over and over again, you are not useful. But David just whimsically, do you understand the word whim? Whimsically and capriciously. Yes, whims and caprice.
just said it. So you know, quote the baby, one can't throw beer. He didn't tell anybody. It was just something he threw in the air. Three people out of the Lord, three people. That means that it takes special people to just hear something key and make something great out of it. Ask yourself, are you one of those people who will hear something key and make something great out of it? For many of us, we run away from what is coming. So that you can just see that, Monday, as boss is coming. The same way you used to do run away for Monday mentally in school. That's how you run away from. Yeah, then you just call in sick leave. Every Monday I'm sick. I have a dental appointment. I'm seeing the optometrist. Every time, be something. Something will happen on Monday. You see, the valuable people are the people that they can even read the body language of the leader and then create value for the leader. Praise the Lord. So in the interpretation of dreams, in chapter 40, verse 12, and then verse 16, observation and discernment are the keys to discovering people's dreams. Observation and discernment. Keys. Praise the Lord. Chapter 40 of Genesis, verse 12. And Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had three white baskets on my head. So here we know that Joseph is unpacking. He's unpacking. But before he unpacked, can you please go back to verse number 4? And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them. And he served them. This is when he's in prison. And they continued the season inward. Verse 5 and 6. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream. The butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in prison. Now look at verse 6. Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. So in verse 7, he said, guys, why are you sad? He asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him, wherefore look ye so sadly today? Why are you sad? Then in verse 8, they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream. So observation is key to discovering the dreams of people. He came in and observed that they were sad. And based on their body language, their countenance, he said, what is it? Because vision will pose a major question to everybody. And when vision poses its question, people will react differently. These people, they were reacting because they lacked the interpretation. He came in and saw that they are not their normal self. Are you here? Yeah. One of the things a vision will do is it will make you restless. So, observation, if you are a servant leader, you are serving somebody, you need to incorporate into your daily function the spirit of observation. That when you are in a space, you are observing what is happening there, and it should come with a particular discernment, so that you'll be able to discover the dreams of the people in the place. If you lack observation, which Bible calls diligence, is what? Diligence. Some people are in this, they can come to a space like this, everything is wrong, they don't see it. You are in the office, something is not working, you don't see it. Your boss is not herself or himself, you don't see it. Your husband is not himself or herself, you don't see it. Secretary sees it, so he talks more to the secretary. Your wife is not herself. You are a husband, you don't see it. You are not a correct interpreter. There are husbands here, if their wives were sinking, they would never see. Sinking emotionally. Everything is normal, even when things are not normal. There are wives here, if their husbands were going through a challenge, they would never see. You are not a core person. You can't smell. You can't discern. You are not observant. People are sad and you are still coming. Like your boss is coming to work. You know that today this is not the normal self of boss. It's all Jinan Chen. Missing. And just be thinking. What is making boss today? Because the normal boss, you know, every day he's coming, he's just dancing. Hello, how are you? Everybody today is coming. And I said, once we are packaging. It's like today, no, we have to be on. We have to be what? We have to be on. Even when people have shifted to the next plane, you are still where you are. So you can't see what is driving people. And if you can't see what is driving people, then you can't offer the interpretation. So the interpretation is to remove the sadness. Is that not so? Yes, it's to solve that problem. But you can't see the sadness in the first place. Over the weekend, the boss has received a news that is not too good for the business, or a news that will push the business to the next level, but he doesn't know what to do to get the business to the next level. You should, boss, please, oh, what is it? And then as he shares it, oh, I know this person here, we can do this, Yeah, you see that the boss will be coming alive. But this one that you cannot see. So you see now, you have a husband, he's left home to go to the people who can see and read their emotions. The boss wants to go and sit with people. One of the reasons why some bosses never sit with you is that there is no value to your conversation. So you go and sit with either, so many of us would have been carried along if we built capacity to bring value to the table, to interpret. Are you here? I'm sure the boy, yeah, I was giving an analogy at the first service. Samson, he lost his value. And most visionaries will lose the sharpness, the ability to see. Because with age comes the reduction of creativity. As you are growing and more things are filling your head, you lose your creativity, your innovative. That's why all creators, after a while, they put young people around them. So Samson lost his eye. And the time that he wanted to finish every other person, he called a small boy. He said, can you lead me to the pillar? He knew that he was going to a pillar. He didn't know how to get there. So he needed a small boy who could interpret the road for him to get him to the pillar. And when the small boy got him to the pillar, he brought the whole house down. And I believe that before he brought the whole house down, he told the small boy, run. Run for your life. I'm giving you 5 minutes. Run out of this arena, because the whole arena is coming down. Look at Rahab in Jericho. The whole Jericho was looking for the spies Joshua sent to kill them. Then Rahab took them. He said, who are you people? And then they said, oh, we're sent to spy the land, blah, blah, blah. She was a prostitute, though. And blah, blah, blah. He said, hey, I've heard about you people. You people are going somewhere. You have a vision. When we heard that you were coming, we are panicking. Instead of Rahab sending them to the king to kill them, he said that, I know how I will interpret this mission you were given in a way that you'll be safe and your mission will come to pass. Are you here at all? So he says that, let me hide you. They will come and look for you this way, that way, that way. I'm hiding you. You stay there. Interpretation of the times, the seasons, the context, the terrain. You know the terrain. She knew the terrain. And so she said that, you don't know the terrain. If you go now, they will arrest you. If you pass here, they will have, let me keep you here. Are you here at all? You know that she hit them. They came and asked her, she said, I've not seen her. They went, blah, blah, blah. They returned. Now he said, this time, no, when you go, you'll be saved. That is how Rahab's family was saved and her generation was added to the genealogy of Jesus Christ. But she didn't have a vision of her own. She never sent spies. She just interpreted the mission of the spies. Some of you will become greater people or great people just by interpreting the vision of other people. But we are in a generation where everyone wants their own. Some of us, our real relevance is in the interpretation of the vision of other people. Are you here? Joseph had dreams, but the fulfillment of his own dreams was in the interpretation of the dreams of other people. I'm coming somewhere. Am I going somewhere? Yes. Some of the dreams you have to become a wealthy person, you will see that wealth when you interpret the dreams of other people. You will see that greatness when you interpret the dreams of other people. Tell somebody, mind the business of other people. Mind it. Be an interpreter. I mean, there is no way I would have become this kind of pastor if I did not serve well under my pastor. No appetite to become a general overseer. I always saw it to be a very difficult, I'm not one of those who desire to become some. No. Let me just stay there. And my principle was that the foot of an elephant is bigger than the whole ant. So I don't need to be the head to be ahead. I don't need to be the head to make my impact or make the influence. Let me just be part of the elephant. It's big enough. And even if I'm the small finger of the foot, I'm still bigger than the whole ant. That's a CEO. Some CEOs are small. You are just CEO with no... If you were an employee of something that was working, you would have been better. Are you here? And the unfortunate thing is that when God puts us as members of what is working, we try to defragmentalize. We sever from what is working. We scatter the branch. Scatter the branch and plant ourselves somewhere where we will never grow. So sometimes it's better to be a branch bearing fruit than a tree that is barren. Jesus said, the greatest of you is the one who is having the mind of serving. Paul said that let this mind be in you, the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. That even though he was equal with God, he didn't seek equality. He said that, but think about others. That is the mind. Think about others. Politicians can be great people and selfish people at the same time. They are there. They will campaign with interpreting the vision of the people to give good life. Once they are given the power, it's about them. That's why only few politicians have a legacy that is worth celebrating. Because just majority of them, once they enter there, they just forget about the people. Like we have doctors working in government hospitals. We have used taxpayers' money to train them to become specialist consultants. You go to government hospital, they have to do a particular surgery. The hospital has charged you and the doctor will come and charge you privately. Wow! What a nation. And if you are not paying, they are not doing the surgery. So even within the government hospital, they are doing locum within the... Wow! You'll be on the waiting list, sir. Trained to save life, operating to take away lives. Because we don't have the mind that we need to interpret the dreams of other people. Lift up your hand and say, God, have mercy. I can't hear you. Say, God, have mercy. Somebody who say, God, have mercy with a very passionate one. May the Lord have mercy on you. Say, God, have mercy on me. Praise the Lord. Can we move on? So you need to be observant. You need to be discerning. I mean, as we are in church today, what do you think will be the desire of pastor today? This room has a particular capacity. We are not sitting to that capacity. You should discern it. You should what? Remove the laughter. Hello, daddy, laughter. Don't forget it. When you are not being productive, don't bring laughter. Yeah, laughter is not acceptable when there is unproductivity. Are you here? Friendship is some way when the productivity is low. You are a husband, you want to have sex, you are not nice. How will you get a sex? Talk to me. It's not the way will not open now. Is this how to invite the daughter or Sarah to the bed? When you are not functioning well, you don't qualify for some things. I said in the first service, the greatest juju in any workspace is productivity. Don't go to the malam, just be productive. They will think it's a magic. Everyone will like you. Hello? Hi. Come on now. Hello? Hi. If you're a wife, just be a good wife. You see how your husband, even your family will think he has jujued you. You have jujued the husband. Does everyone want a good wife? Every woman wants a good husband. You know me so? Yes, now. The juju is the productivity. But a typical African or Ghanaian, for that matter, going into the workplace, is more interested in pastor, pray for me, or juju man, work for me, than thinking about how much value am I going to add to that space. And the market does not respect some of the things we respect. So you will be an interpreter in Jesus' mighty name. I just want this thing to enter your heart. Say, I'm an interpreter. Call to be an interpreter. Say it. Say, I'm called to be your interpreter. Talk to the person by your side. And I'm going to be interpreting your dreams. Look at Genesis 40 verse 15. It says, but think on me when it shall be well with thee. And show kindness, I pray thee, unto me. And make mention of me unto Pharaoh. And bring me what? Out of this place. So here we see that Joseph, when he interpreted the dreams of the people, he now said to them that, Charlie, when you go, remember me. And in chapter 41, verse 15 to 16, the Bible said, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou can understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. So you see that the child of God is strategically positioned in systems for a reason. Praise the Lord. Say, I'm strategically in systems. I'm not hearing you. For a reason. Say, I am where I am. I am with the people I am with. For a reason. God has put you there to be an interpreter. So, we will have the opportunity to interpret dreams for many people. Joseph interpreted for the two, the butler, the baker, and then also Pharaoh. Many opportunities. And in those opportunities, some will flourish, others will perish. In chapter 40, verse 19, we know that the butler was restored to his service and the baker perished. So in the interpretation, even when the interpretation is right, some will flourish and others will what? Perish. He said, yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee and shall hang thee on a tree. And the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee. This is the baker. He said, you will be killed. The butler, he said, you will be restored. So we will have opportunities to just interpret the dreams of multiple people. Some will flourish, some will perish. Yet, we should always be open to it and avoid broken heart. We should always be open to the idea of interpreting the dreams of people and avoid your heart being broken. Because Joseph almost suffered a broken heart. When he interpreted the dream, he just told them that when you people get there, remember me. And they did not remember him for 2 years. And in those 2 years, we are never told that he interpreted the dreams of anybody. Maybe he did, but we were not told. But since the Bible didn't say it, I cannot assume. So possibly when he was not remembered, he did not interpret because there were always prisoners there. But he did. The Bible never said he interpreted. If you are not careful, the negativity that happens on your way, especially when you have expectation for reciprocity, it may just make you quench. You know, you serve somebody, and then something small comes and they sack you. So now, when you get a new job, you will not serve, you will steal. And you know, broken heart can make people say, I'm not marrying again. Broken heart will change your definition. All men are bad. All women are devils. Two of us. All fair women are Jezebels. And you're drunk. And you're broken heart. He used to say, when the anointing comes upon you, one of the first things it will deal with is that it will heal the broken heart. Say, me come human nipa appreciate me. Deal with it. Tell somebody, deal with it, deal with it, deal with it. A lot of pastors have stopped interpreting the dreams of people. But our job, really, is to interpret the dreams of people. That the more the church, the more dedicated you are to them, the more, What do you think? Ask somebody, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? If you are not careful, you will never sacrifice again. You will never interpret again. Because the people you draw closer, they are the ones that break your heart most. Eish. Kabadadadadash. Say eish. Can't hear you. Somebody say eish, eish, eish. So there will be the need to manage your expectations of people, especially around rewards of reciprocity. In chapter 40, verse 23, yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Sometimes when you do good interpreting, when the business is booming, they will forget you. When things start working, they will forget you. But remember that it is God that makes dreams come to pass. Praise the Lord. So even though I believe that it was great for Joseph to ask in chapter 41 verse 1, look at it. Chapter 41 verse 1, it says that, and it came to pass at the end of 2 full years, how many years? That Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. So between the time he interpreted the dreams of the prisoners and the time Pharaoh dreamt was 2 full years. That was when he had another opportunity. So for 2 full years, this butler, that this guy used his prophetic anointing. So two full years, he was forgotten. You need to manage that process of human beings not reciprocating the interpretation of the good you do. If you don't manage it, you're going to have problems. So it is good that you ask for help from people, but always look to Jesus for favor and remembrance. Always look to Jesus for favor and remembrance. In chapter 41, verse 13 to 14. Chapter 41, it says that, 13, it says that, and it came to pass, as he interpreted to us. This guy has now remembered. And that remembrance is a function of the hand of God at work. Because this guy was there one day, when Pharaoh kept talking about his dream, he says that, he says that, my sins are before me today. He was telling Pharaoh, he said, I remember when I misbehaved 2 years ago and you threw me in jail. I remember. That means that the man did not deliberately forget him. Maybe God just held his mind from remembering him, waiting for the biggest dream to be interpreted. Tell somebody, don't be in a hurry to go ahead of God, because human beings have disappointed you. Because human beings are not straightforward. I mean, of course, when you are going, you have stories, because people, only the word of God is true. As he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored unto my office, and him he hanged. Next verse. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh. There's a time where all the ministry you have done for interpreting the dreams of people, helping people that who didn't even remember you, there's a way God will accumulate all of that for the big stage. There is no waste. God is still using that to build your skills, sharpen your skill, prepare your heart. I mean, this guy may have died and woken up Joseph out of broken heart, bitterness, anger. Then he now spat all of that into the prison water closet. He said, I'm not even angry with human beings again. Then God said, okay, now you are ready. Pharaoh, start dreaming. Are you here? There is a very big dream God is giving to somebody somewhere. But your training is with what you have now. You have prisoners. They have dreams. Interpret what is closer to you. It is going to land you in the palace. It doesn't matter. Once you are an interpreter, you may be in prison now. But it's just a matter of time. You will appear in the palace. Is God talking to somebody now? That's why you can't go down doing what God asks you to do. You can't go down being the God's man. Being God's man in places. You can't go down. Very beautiful scripture. I would do it and do it again. When we're starting our record label, there were people, journalists, pastors, everybody warning, pastor, be careful. Oh. Singers. Who do you obey? They only have to start becoming great. Why are we going to do it? Because it's God who gives us vision. And we have no choice than to follow the visionary. Who is God? Who has given us vision? And we'll do it. If men will misbehave, leave them with God. But as for us, obedience is our first calling. We have to follow what God wants us to do. Your obedience is, it tells of your righteousness, how much you honor and fear God. Praise the Lord. Sometimes a husband is so angry with the wife that he won't even help the wife to go to the next level. Because it is the work of God. You are there to interpret the dreams. Interpret it. Leave the ambassador and the boss with God. Your job is that you are building and sharpening skills. Because you see, the anointing that it takes to interpret the dream of a prisoner is different from what it takes in interpreting Pharaoh's dream. But you need this low-level skill to sharpen yourself into an absolute space where you are very certain in this higher space that, look, I have come through this process that if I said it is this, I'm sure it is this. Hello? Yeah, but without that apprenticeship, it's difficult to have mastery. So we are there. The opportunity you are offered in church, you have to grab it. Please tell somebody, grab the one Pastor Francis gives you. Grab it. Grab it. Tell somebody, grab it. I'm going to leave this chair to one of you. I'm going to find one bush and start one in the bush like that. And I'm seeing that the person I'm going to leave the chair to is somebody I'm looking at here right now. This is into an one name no kind so called American. What the man who crowd be bought about to be done that the ya make worry. Hey, somebody, are you blessed? Sure you are blessed. But let's say that there is something that I call the spirituality of interpretation. In Genesis 41 verse 8, he said, and it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and of all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. So they now sent for Joseph. Are you here? But there is a possibility that you are there and you are not functioning well. Magicians were there. Their job was to interpret spiritual things. They couldn't. And this is the palace of the king. This is the high place. You see, when we are in church, we are praying that God will send me destiny helpers. Is Pharaoh not Joseph's destiny helper? Talk to me. The butler. Is he not Joseph's destiny helper? Is that God has given him destiny helper? That destiny helper didn't give Joseph money. He gave Joseph opportunity. The opportunity landed Joseph in the palace from prison. Imagine. He was given amnesty straight away by the prerogative of Pharaoh. He said, you are discharged from prison. Some of us there, prison of poverty we find ourselves in. What is going to discharge us is your ability to interpret the dreams of somebody. The prison you find yourself in, that you are not married. You are saying that broken heart is killing you. Loneliness is killing you. It will take you just interpreting the dream of some partner in your workplace. You see, how are you correct, but my sister no one of you and come with you. By the time you know, connection has happened. God's connection. They don't follow formula. They follow service. Say, where the generation will be finer. Yes, sir, the tradition continues, sir. See, from that time, Joseph was operating like a royal. David came to the battlefield. For 40 days, King Saul has been standing there, not knowing what to do to Goliath. He just heard one small thing Goliath said. Hey, you Israel, foolish people, come out. David started interpreting what he heard. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine who is just calling us foolish people? Where is our God? Blah, blah, blah. Let me, look, you people can't fight this guy. I have what it takes to fight the guy. Let me interpret this. Let me show you how to kill a giant. He took stone. They brought him armor of the king. He said, king, that is why you have been here for 40 days. What I have is a stone, and I'm bringing it on board. It will bring this giant down. Kim, giant was down. They gave him a wife. They gave him tax free. Are you here? They brought him to the palace. They're moving from the bush, taking care of animals, to palace, sitting with the king. Wow. Just by interpreting the dream, warfare dream of the king. You are where you are because of what you have interpreted or you have not interpreted. Look at somebody and say, hey, shh. Let me tell you, husband, if you are not interpreting anything to make your wife happy, you yourself, you will not be happy. That husband you have, it will be a title for you. But you will not chop the sweetness of the husband. Wife, same for you. You are a boss. You are bossing nothing. Some men are here. It is their dream that the woman must not be happy. It's a very bad dream. When I hear pastors preaching, sometimes I get very sad. Every preaching about marriage is about what the woman can do to make the man happy. My gender. Me, my gender. My gender. We have no right. The way we are preaching, as if men have a God-given right only to be happy, but the women should never be happy. It's not a right given to us. It's not given to us in redemption. It's not given to us anywhere. Let me talk up. You can quote me. We are all human beings. There's a leader in the home. If the man deserves to be happy, the woman deserves to be happy. Don't we have equal right before the law? In Christ, is there male or female? Stop that. So men can just be there peppering women emotionally. Oh, but the women there, they should just leave and make the men happy. Women don't have, they can't be happy. The happiness button, some is not inside them. Go to market and see how a lot of men have abandoned their duties. And women are taking care of families. When last did you hear a man or a woman celebrating a father? Father's Day is almost non-existent on the calendar. We are still preaching for women to kill. Right now, it's not even submission. It's enslavement. Yeah, women, enslave. And women have interpreted the dreams of men for many generations. How many men can stand and say that, I am the reason why my wife is a CEO? Even when women are rising, men are afraid. Your friend will tell you, stop it. Before the lizard will become a dragon. By the time you know, you don't have a wife. You have a controlling woman, Jezebel. And I will be preaching with Aunt Fionca. Now you create the world. No woman is going to become dragon. Dragon. No dragon is going to come out of any woman. There is no wise woman that is pushed by a humble husband that will turn around and be foolish. It doesn't work that way. You think only men are wise people? We are not born wise. And no woman is born foolish. Let's preach well. Anyway. Tell somebody, anyway. So what's the point? The spirituality of dream. 41:8b, so we can close. 5 minutes. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. Said there was no interpreter. So this is the royal realm, right? So I said at the kingship realm, inability to interpret a dream is tantamount to death. Yeah, if you are in a certain position, a certain realm in leadership, in your corporate place, if you cannot bring value to the vision for the next level, they take you out. If you can't interpret, you are not useful here. So in Daniel chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And I like Nebu. Nebu is brutal. Then spake Nebu to the Chaldeans, to the king in Sirach. O king. Then spake the Chaldeans. So he said, live forever. Tell thy servant the dream, and we will show the interpretation. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream like Pharaoh. He called the magicians, the blah, 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 blah. Nebuchadnezzar called all the sorcerers, all the magicians, everything. He says that, Charlie, this is the problem. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. I've forgotten my dream. I'm not telling you any dream. I have forgotten it. If ye will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. He said, I'm not telling you any dream for you to interpret. Pharaoh cried, you're little more. Catch a Joseph says, I'm a so young and then drink coffee and coffee and then drink. Book says, I don't have any dream to tell. I've forgotten the dream. You enter the spirit, dream the dream I dreamt, and interpret it for me. You think you are here to just collect salary? You will dream it. He said, first of all, tell me my dream. Some of you can be in a church like this and you don't know the mission statement of this church. Yeah. Some people even go for an interview, they don't know the mission statement of the company they are going to interview with. You don't know anything. What do they do? You don't even know. You don't care. I want to go and collect salary. And some people just cram it for the interview. After that, they forgot it. He said, you would tell me the dream. Why this company? What do we exist for? This one that you are at front desk and you have now your face. And we are a service we are a hospitality company providing service to client. You tell us what our dream is. If a frown face is allowed as part of this dream, tell us. Hey, did I come here to play volleyball? At a certain level, if you cannot interpret dreams, you will die. You will be killed. He said, if you people come here, we have been sustaining you with kingdom resources that maintain your wizardry and witchcrafts so that you can see in the spirit and interpret. If you can't, after training you in London, Harvard, Yale, blah, 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 is this what you are going to offer us? Get out from there. That's why some people, the higher they go, the more they aspire. Because you have nothing to offer. And if you have nothing to offer, you will not be there. You will know what? You can be crying. Oh, anyway, I'm dying tonight. Yeah. Look, nobody's sexual pleasure is stronger for them than the profit they are making in the market. What are you talking about? Now your boss is sleeping with the girl. That's why he's promoting the girl. You can't promote somebody giving you sex beyond somebody giving you productivity. Do you think people are stupid? No, they know where they get the money to chase the girls. And they won't kill that cow giving them the money to chase the girls. They need that productive person to be attractive to the girls. Because challenge the girls, 2.0, higher grades are coming. And for him to be attractive, he needs more productive people. If you can't interpret dreams, he said, we should kill you and we should go and kill your house as well. You, please let's rise. Because I heard my wife mention my name twice. I think that I heard my name in the spirit. I'm not one of those magicians who cannot hear. Yes, I heard my name. Ask somebody, whose dream have you brought value to? Madam UN, you bring value. Today I went to your space small. You people doctors. If I catch you people again, collecting private money from us in public hospital, you will see. Hey! So when you have the stage, makes sense. Tell somebody, do you know they called only Joseph? When they called the masses and they couldn't find you, they called one person. Magicians, astrologers, they couldn't find you, they called one person. As more people are failing, just the graph will be going very narrow. You see that more people will not have opportunities to appear. That's why the high places say only few people are there. And the few people are there are high value men. When you have this, they invite you to go and sing somewhere. You're going to interpret the dreams of people. You stand on the stage. Were you sent to preach? You are coming to preach. You know, I have a scripture in my heart in John chapter 5 minutes is gone. Wow! Do you know how long it takes to sing for 5 minutes? You have wasted 5 minutes preaching something that is not your strength. And people's spirit will be lifted. Go preach, preach. When you have the stage, makes sense. When you have the stage, don't blow it. Joseph got the stage. So, Pharaoh, but I have God. Tell somebody, go to the market with God. One more time. This series, I'm not done yet. Though. Tell somebody, go to the market with God. Go to the market with God. You need God in the market to help you interpret dreams. Interpret. Somebody gives you something to sow. Wow. That's a dream dress. You should be able to interpret the sewing. Like somebody told me that a lady was going to do her wedding. And on Friday night, she called her seamstress or her fashion designer and said that, the designer was telling stories. Friday night, Saturday is the wedding. Wow! You even show that when you bring the dress, the person cannot wear it. Why? Ask somebody, why? You can't interpret the dreams of your client. You can't. Every time you are disappointing them. You say Saturday, then you even call. They will chase you and say, now me buy yari. Now buy yari now for my home. You have a contract with your client. If you can't deliver, call. You have that wisdom. Don't think that you say, we'll buy yari now. We should take it. Who can? So what? Did you not collect your money? Builders are building. The contractor, the one contracting the builder, the one, the project owner, has given the timelines. We have agreed on timelines. There is no accident. Weather has not stopped anything. The builder has his own timelines. Into the owner thinks in 1 month's time I have this thing. The builder is already thinking that, even though you are thinking 1 month's time, don't give you in two months, whether you like it or not. Because what jihad, is something that could have just followed schedule. They are calling you. You have collected. What artisans hate is you paying them ahead of time. Just pay them and see. They will even show up. You call them, you not find them until they are ready to give you what they want to give you. God punish the devil. And you are here morning flavor praying that God make me great. I was in UK, there was a plumbing problem in my host house, a white man. And it was 9 p.m. And I said, but you said the guy said he will come and fix it. He said, yeah, he will come. I said, 9 p.m.? He said, he will come. We were there. 10 p.m. The white man came. He's responsible knowing that I've worked here to do, I've scheduled to do the work here. Even if he says to him, I will be there. Came and did the work. 45 minutes, he was done. Pepe. Away bus. Cold black key. Especially the one in the keeper's house. What's he say? We a church member, no? Now, Sam Lucreba, back at your pastor, so one in Ankasa Yintin. I mean, we are Bramiho. Yeah, Bramiho says that the idea is here. Oh, Name Pamna, the end of BBK to every single one you can say. No, my watch at the council. Why you know? Who just can. We know we are very funny people, so many church people like to deal with outsiders than dealing with the brethren, because the brethren, our excuses are too much. Someone gives you something serious and then you mess them up. Are you here? Am I making you angry? If you like, take a driver from the church. He will either always be late, or all your conversation in the car will be outside. Very devilish. Can't keep quiet. Or their private matter will be in the church, as if you are being sent as a spy to make announcement.
Meanwhile, no, your job is there to interpret the dreams of the person. Drive me here, drive me there. When they have forgotten, oh man, we have appointment here. You said that, you are supposed to be the brain box. Somebody welcomes you to their home, keke. You say, oh, I want you to be my mentor. It's okay, I'm taking you as mentee. Just brings you to the home. Either you are collecting the husband, or you are gossiping and falsifying things you have not seen. Wow. You need deliverance, though. Major deliverance, isn't it? Isn't it? I pray that will be different in Jesus' name. The opportunity you are looking for is very close by. Just position yourself. Please tell somebody, position yourself. Sharpen your ability to interpret. And you will see the door will be opened. Because tell somebody, once you are ready to interpret, God will make Pharaoh to dream a big dream. That has no answer with the magicians. It will be looking for you. If that shall be your prophecy, clap your hands and bless the Lord. Oh, lift your hands. Say, Father, give me fresh anointing. Anointing to interpret, interpret. Open your mouth and pray.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.